Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Now in 2019... rules are the same as 2018. The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home. We'll be advised first. All right, Jeff, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Well, I'm 28, single, and I have one sad little sleeve.
Uh-oh. What's the problem? Why are you single?
Well, because that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. How long were you together?
Well, 5 years, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, your fault? Her fault?
Definitely her fault.
You're a man of great self-awareness. All right, you're going to play today, Jeff. Let's see if we can improve upon that sad little sleeve. Also, right. Brandon's here. Brandon, what's your story?
I have a C-ring, a wife has a pulpal vibrator, and a butt plug.
How long have you been married, and whose butt plug is it?
It's my wife. I've been married for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And you like it?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. That was the worst. You got to work on that reply, my friend.
Hey, I'm still getting it about 3 or 4 times a week. I'm still enjoying it.
Good for you. What were you getting it before you got married?
Before she got on birth control, about 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. And now she blames the birth control for her lack of sex drive.
Yes.
Huh. I thought you had to take birth control because you have a sex. You know what? It's the irony of life, isn't it?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's medical.
I'm not kicking you when you're down, friend. Listen, 3 times a week is fantastic. Some guys would kill for that. So listen, Jeff's going to play. Brandon's going to play. I got to get Adam on. Adam, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny? Let's play, Johnny.
What's your story?
40, have a girlfriend, have a C-ring. She's got numerous dildos and vibrators, and about it.
40, and you have a girlfriend. Have you been married?
No.
No, good for you. You sound happy.
Very happy.
Take note of how he does that, Brandon. He may not even mean it, but he sounds like he's really happy. You get it?
Well noted.
All right. Listen, Adam, Brandon, Jeff, you know the rules. All you have to do is listen up.
For the fellas, all right, I'm up for bid, and now it's kind of an odd one. It's the three-piece nuts from Dom of Finland.
This three-piece set of stretch-to-fit rings
work as C-rings or ball stretchers.
The firm material holds strong,
but has lots of give.
Perfect for erectile enhancement or pleasure.
Now you see, fellas,
the reason they call them cock nuts
is because they look like nuts that go on a bolt, but in this case, ready? Wait for it. They go on your cock.
Oh, my God, I would have never have known.
I would have just been sitting around trying to thread these things on a damn bolt when all this time Tom of Finland intended them to go on my penis.
Thank you for clearing that up for me, Tom of Finland.
Oh, while we're at it, speaking of old Tom,
let's talk about the packaging on this thing.
On the front and back of the box,
there's an artistic depiction of two construction workers,
one of which I'm going to assume is the aforementioned Tom of Finland.
Now, I've been friends with a few construction workers in my day,
and I can unequivocally say that none of them look like the dudes on this box.
While both of them are wearing OSHA-approved hard hat,
that's where the similarities end.
One is shirtless, wearing short shorts and big black boots.
And he's reaching around the front of the other one who's got his shirt
up and is gently tweaking on his left nipple.
I can only imagine that the job site conversation went like this.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Tom of Finland.
What you got in your lunchbox today?
Well, it appears the wife packed me soup.
What? Sounds delightful. While we're at it, could you pull up your shirt so I can reach around and gently tweak your nipple?
Well, certainly, but way
Wait a minute. Is this another one of your tricks, Tom of Finland?
Like the time I pooped in your lunchbox?
No, sir.
I'm just a man who has an insatiable desire to reach across your supple chest and tune in Tokyo.
Well, when you put it that way, here you go.
Spectacular. Boop, boop.
Ah, that tickles.
Now can we touch...
Tom of Finland.
No, it was worth a shot. It's the
Finland.
Three-piece nuts from Tom of Finland, and they can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Old Tom of Finland. Old Tom. He's always up to something, isn't he?
Good old Tom Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. B-side. Hey, here's what I don't understand, and I don't know. Maybe I'm missing out. Maybe this has held me back all these years. I understand the C-ring part, but the ball stretching part. You know, I remember being a kid and thinking, I wish I was older so I could drive a car. I wish I was older.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, drink beer. I don't remember thinking, I wish I could be older so my balls would be longer. Because that's really... So apparently it's a thing, though. Erection enhancement, ball stretcher, and a C-ring. Stretch to fit. It's right. It's Tom of Finland, and it's not one, not two, but three C-nuts. So what would you pay for such an item, Jeff?
Let's say $60.
Jeff says $60. What would you say? Brandon.
$19.99.
And finally, what would you say, Adam?
Let's go with $1.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$22.99.
Oh, Brandon. Oh. You wait till your wife gets a load of these and your new stretch nuts.
Let's see how far I can stretch them.
Three of them. All I remember those National Geographic where the... people would stretch their necks with the rings.
Yeah.
It's
like the women, they be carrying like
blades. That's what your balls are gonna look like. Only very masculine because it looks like a bolt or a nut.
It does. You're never gonna get caught. It actually blends well.
Oh my God, Greg, I don't know if you overlooked this, but there's a collector card in here.
Is there?
Yeah, it says right here, collector card included. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Uh-oh, let me open this.
Permission to open.
Hold on here. Well, I'm gonna see the collector card.
Is it of the actual artwork on the?
I don't know. I bet it. Let me hold on. I don't want to hurt anything here.
Is it a limited edition?
I believe it is. Hope I'm not hurting anything by opening the box, do you? Oh, it is. It's the actual. It's a collector card of one construction worker wearing short shorts, motorcycle boots, a hard hat, tweaking the other guy with his tank top pulled up. His little nipple.
Yes!
Oh. He's Tom of Finland is not afraid to play nibbles.
It's suitable for framing.
Let me put that really back in there ever so gently so that it's perfect and pristine, my friends.
If you don't frame that and put it up at work, you're no man.
Goodness, yeah, you are. You hold on to that. It'll be worth something someday. All right, Brandon. Good luck with your sea nuts. All right, Adam, you were almost at it. I saw your tactic, and it could have worked, but it didn't work today.
That was kind of a funny pull. I don't want my nuts straight.
Well, listen, use it as a C-ring, you little sicko. Pop Evil. I'm going to send you both to Pop Evil. How about that? You want some tickets?
Let's go.
All right, then. All right, be good to yourself. Be good. Come on. What possessed you to pick that?
Don't
ever pick those.
Really? I don't know. Well, yeah, because this is like they're nuts and they're that's funny.
Some days I dream of putting a glass rod in his urethra and hitting it with a hammer.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah, I've seen those two. I don't think those are. Man.
What do you look at all day? My God.
Oh.
No. Tuning.
What's called tuning?
Yeah, where you put a rod up there, a little.
I just wanted to be mean to you. I didn't want to learn a new technique. I just wanted to get a little mangle on you.
Yeah, so it's a BDSM type thing. Yeah, put it right up there. Yeah, hit it with the hammer. It's like
I want to hit it hard enough that it shatters inside. Yeah. All right. If you could not be the center of attention for just a few minutes, I'd like to get these girls on the show. Thank you so much, Emily.
Johnny.
Welcome to the show, you kooky little broad.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
I am Emily. I'm 27. I'm single, and I'm going to just roundabout say like 15 vibrators and various other things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You are probably incredible, and I feel like you might be single because you're a little crazy. Yeah. Would you concur, Emily?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Right. Absolutely.
Emily, what happened in the last relationship?
Well, it just, it wasn't what I needed.
Is he still trying to hook up with you?
Oh, yes, regularly.
Yeah, you always know this type right here. You left him crying in a fetal position, sucking his thumb, didn't you?
I left...
You what?
Left him in handcuffs.
Good for you.
Yeah. Right.
Have you ever gone to jail for assaulting a boyfriend?
I've never gone to jail ever, actually, because I rock my halo hard.
There you go. All right, Emily. You stay right there, you 27-year-old chronic masturbator. You're my favorite, but you're also the first one today. Sherry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm fabulous.
And what's your story?
Well, I'm 33, married, have a vibrator, a butt plug, and my New Year's resolution is to have more sex and masturbate more.
Good for you. How long have you been married?
12 years.
12 years, and you're still getting after it. Look at you. You know what? You're going to be married for another 12 because you're a participant.
I plan to.
All right. Emily, Sherry, stay right there. By the way, what is it every girl now has a butt plug and kind of goes anal? Like,
and we've all been with other girls, too. Sorry, Johnny.
Oh my God. What happened to my life? So many things worked out, but not that. Girls did today all dig other chicks. They all dig anal. I either feel like someone tells you to tell me that, so I just hate my life, or I missed out on a whole segment of girl. If I find out that the girls that I did date before really actually liked anal but just hated me, or they were on the side, they were seeing chicks, I'm going to be so mad, man.
I swear to God, if I could silently go find these girls and ask, I'm afraid you would be sad.
I know. All right, Emily. All right, Sherry. I got to meet Shelby. Shelby, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your story?
I just turned 27 2 days ago. I have two vibrators, and I am engaged to be married.
Engaged? First time?
Yes.
Wow. What makes you want to get married?
I'm just ready to settle down and raise my family.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, Shelby, have you been with other girls?
Yes.
I hate this. I'm not even going to ask you about anal. But you do it, don't you?
No.
Liar. But thanks for telling me that. Makes me feel better. Now, Emily, you with other girls?
Oh, yeah.
Sherry?
Yep.
What is this?
It's like you went one path when everybody else was hanging out, just waiting for you at the end of the other.
What's this all
Johnny,
happening?
I can give you an invitation next time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What are you? When you say invitation, you're just going to let me watch? Do I feel bad about myself, or am I invited to participate?
Oh, you can do whatever you want, boo.
Yeah, they always say that. They always say that. All right, listen, you. And by the way, which girl was that?
Emily.
All right, you dirty bird. You stay there. Sherry, you stay there. Shelby, you stay there. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies, listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Quake 2. Thrusting and warming dong from Hot Products. Ladies, experience earth-shaking orgasms like never before with this supersonic dong. The convenient remote controller lets you dictate your desired pleasure at the touch of a button. This incredibly powerful dildo has a jackhammer-style back-and-forth pounding function, which can be adjusted from a 2.0 to a 9.0 on the Dichter scale. This amazing dildo also has a suction cup base as well as a heating feature that will really take your overall experience from warm to super hot. Squat down, hold on, and experience the earth-shaking power of the Quake.
You know, back when I was in high school, my vice principal, Dr. Eden, told me that I wasn't going to amount to anything. And that my smart-ass attitude wasn't going to get me anywhere.
Yet here I am, 37 years later,
getting paid to make cheap jokes on the radio.
Who's laughing now, Baldy Locks?
Never mind the fact that I've handled more rubber dicks at this point than I have brain cells.
Never mind the fact that my Amazon search history between the books I buy for my nieces and nephews
and the abundant amount of sex toys I've had to look up probably puts me on some sort of FBI watch list.
I can lay my head on my pillow at night and sleep soundly
knowing that, yes, in fact, my shitty attitude has gotten me somewhere.
Right here on the radio explaining to three strange women about this rubber dick that I'm currently holding. And when you say it like that, it doesn't sound remotely f***ed up at all.
I made poor life choices.
It's the Quake 2 thrusting and warming dong from Hot Products. It's a big ticket item, ladies, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Yeah, this is a deal. Like I've never, I don't know if it's your standard vibrator, but I'm gonna operate it here momentarily.
Okay.
Because it is selling a lot, you know. What do you got there, T?
Yeah, I had to take the side because that, yeah, it's,
Yeah, you know, we talked about you having sharp scissors,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ, he came right at your chest with that.
I know. He's it's.
I wouldn't apply there.
I don't even have my glasses on. I can see that far that you were right in the ear.
Yeah, here we go. So let me open this up, ladies. That's the remote. Yes, I don't, hey, back away. Back away. Will you tell just?
I know. You hands down to the sides.
I know. So not a bad size.
No, perfect.
Not going to hurt.
Not going to
hurt. Here's the heart shape. It's not doing anything, Dave.
Yeah, here.
The lights are going on.
Right. That's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it?
No. Here. You have the power button there, too. You got to press it at the same time.
You got to power up the dome.
Why is there so much complication to just try to put it in a vagina?
I don't know.
It's not. Is it working? Oh, my God.
That's harder.
There's a button on where the tank would be.
Oh, God. I see it moving now.
Works, my phone.
Oh,
Jesus,
it looks like...
The top one changes speed, so the bottom's warmer.
Like, this is, I don't know how's it, like.
Are they putting in a new sidewalk outside?
Oh, my God.
No, ladies, hold on. Here, let me get my phone. This is going to take a second, because if I don't put this video up, I failed you in a terrible way. Let me just go ahead and put this up. Hold on one second here. And then it goes down to that, and then it changes up again. Oh my god.
This is the most amazing. I feel like I've seen a miracle today.
I know. It literally is. It is something special. I don't even know how to explain it.
That's Jetson's dong. Like, we just saw Into the Future.
Yeah, it's. It's a whole.
It's like it's walking across the board.
Here's the problem. Why am I videotaping this? I can't post. This is a big video. Take this away. What am I thinking? I'm literally taking videos of this, and I realize I can't post it. It's a giant penis. Like,
I'm going to be private messaging all day long.
Here, there you go. Feel that. It's not like a vibrator. It literally, there's a bit of a rumble, like an earthquake.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, man. Normally, that's like... I don't know if a Parkinson's level penis is what we're looking for in life, but ladies, this is the thing. Like, listen to it. It even sounds like a jackhammer. And then it'll just on its own change up, doesn't it?
Yeah, every now and then it'll add another little thrust to itself, and then, or you can hit the button, you can change it up a little bit.
Oh.
What is that? Oh, listen to that. Here we go. Okay, well, do what you will with that. Whatever.
Oh, ladies.
Yeah, we're going to shoot a lot of videos. I don't know where I'm going to post them, but that's... I can't stop looking at it.
I know.
All right, ladies, let's bid on this. This is mesmerizing. Here, do you take it?
Big ticket item.
Big
Jesus
ticket item. All right, ladies. All right, Emily, this is just weird enough to make you happy.
Yeah, it has a very strange sound. I'm gonna go high and say $75.
$75, okay. Sherry.
$88.
And finally, Shelby, engaged to be married.
I'm gonna say $90.99.
The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$99.99.
Ooh, you were $9 under, but you were the closest one, which means, Shelby, you get the, whatever it is.
You're going to love it.
It's pretty weird. Are you into that?
Maybe.
All right, listen.
Hey, I want it.
Emily wants it. I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Shelby, because you don't sound very advanced with your perversion yet. Would you like... to tickets to Disturbed, and I'll give Emily the dirty dildo.
Yes, that's fine.
No, I wanted it.
Oh, Sherry wants it. All right, Sherry gets it. You get the tickets. Emily, you get tickets as well.
Two.
Yeah, two.
I get tickets to Disturbed, John?
Two. Like, when have you ever heard give away one ticket?
No. I said I get Disturbed tickets too.
Yes. Okay. All I heard was two. I was like, yes, two. Yes, I'll give you Disturbed tickets as well.
Oh, Johnny, I could do such dirty things to you right now.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Sorry, my mom just heard that.
Oh. God love you.
Does your mom know you do anal, Emily?
Only because of your show.
Okay. All right, Emily, stay there. Sherry, stay there. Shelby, stay there. Sherry, enjoy your big weird dildo.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Take care, you guys. And thank you, of course, to Moonlight Boutique.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.